All right. How's it going?
Have you seen the commercials with Matthew McConaughey for Wild Turkey?
Yes, he's such a D-bag. He's just like waiting for someone to bring him Wild Turkey.
He's like got his hands like on the piano and his head down so you can't see who it is, even though like he has the most recognizable voice ever in America.
Well, the first time I saw it, I thought it was Mom.
Well, yeah, obviously. Right? Just when he says that he thinks Wild Turkey's
all right.
But he's just like playing some like ragtime song.
He's everywhere.
On a piano.
He is. Yeah. He's such a show.
Isn't he supposed to be like Cajun?
I don't think
he's Cajun. He acts like
he's not
Georgian.
Cajun.
I know, but he was acting like what Harry Connick Jr. actually is.
Mm. Yeah, but
that's what he was acting like, and that was the kind of music that was playing.
Yeah,
while he's like playing and talking about
Scott Joplin. Is just the entertainer. He's like a nasty piano player. No idea.
He's so talented.
No. He's not.
No.
I don't know. Maybe he is. But I can't see anybody. Like, we tried to watch his new movie.
Magic Mike?
No.
You tried to watch it. You got too hot and heavy watching Magic Mike.
You have to turn it off.
Yeah.
It's too much. No, what was it? Free State of Jones?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was like some soldier movie. Yeah.
Didn't you say that was bad? Was that the one you were talking about this weekend?
No, she liked it.
It was okay. I gave it like a B.
How many thumbs did you give it?
I gave it 2 thumbs.
Which way?
Out of what?
Just straight ahead. Forward. She had to contort her thumbs. Yeah. It was like that.
Like that.
Like two clenched fists.
I can't see, like, whatever character he's trying to do is like lost
Matthew
on me.
I
think it's just Matthew McConaughey. And his voice irritated me.
The editing needed to be far superior.
I didn't like his voice.
Well, that's his voice.
It seemed like an exaggerated.
It probably was.
Dumb southern lit.
I had much higher expectations of it. So
really wasn't a fan of the movie.
Yeah. No, it wasn't that good. Yeah. I mean, it wasn't terrible.
You
thought it was terrible.
I didn't watch enough of it. I stopped watching it after, like, a half hour.
Oh, okay. Maybe you didn't give it enough chance.
I don't know.
I don't know either. Amy, that was so weird when our Halloween episode came in 666.
I know. Did
creepy.
I send that to you? Yeah, I sent that to you too,
that
right?
So
yeah.
Creepy.
Yeah, that was neat.
That's pretty funny.
I was like, ooh. It fell down to 666, though.
From where were we?
I don't even know. It just shows me, like, day to day, if we go up or down. I think we went up today, but I don't know to what. But 666 stuck out because,
obviously. Yeah, because it was the Halloween one.
Yeah.
That's so funny. All right. So, Jess, I was thinking of you in light of your birth of your second child. In case you aren't set on a name.
Yeah.
These are names that you probably won't be able to use.
Why not?
So these are banned.
But what
names.
If I banned by who?
Not the U.S. government.
Different governments.
Really?
Or, you know, townships or whatever. they won't allow some names to be used. So.
Well, then it'll be a truly unique name if I do choose that. Whatever you're...
Okay, well, let's see if you like any of them. You can throw it out there.
Okay.
See what the hospital does. So some names are dangerously close to becoming extinct. I'm not sure that even happens. You know what I'm saying?
Some of those,
like Graham, Graeme.
I like that name. I always like that name.
See, so you might use it. Carol?
For a boy?
I don't know. It doesn't say.
Isn't Carol the name of...
Walking
the
Dead.
Zodiac Killer or no?
No? No, they don't know who the Zodiac Killer was.
Wasn't it the name of Drew Carey's brother's character in the Zodiac?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. If you're talking about that terrible movie with Josh Hartnett.
Terrible?
With Josh Hartnett?
No, with Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of the Black Dahlia one.
Oh.
With Josh Hartnett. That one was terrible, but
Carol,
I didn't see that.
Carol is the name of the main wild thing. The male wild thing.
Isn't that
the
name of, what's
are?
His name, too? The actor who's the old-time...
Carol O'Connor.
Yes, Carol O'Connor.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
No.
That's you're what I was thinking of. Carl.
From The Simpsons?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Carl is black, Lenny is white.
The decline of the likes of Barry has coincided with the rise of Loki, Thor, and Dax. D-A-X.
Oh. Dax, okay.
I don't like any name with an X in it. I think that's so cheesy.
That
I apologize if anyone listening has recently named their kid something with an X.
Well, Jax is popular.
Yes.
But Dax was someone that we were going to send Declan to, like, a daycare or a preschool. We didn't end up going with it, but the person who runs that preschool was about to have a grandson, and he was going to be named Declan, and they were going to call him Dax for short.
Oh. Interesting.
Hmm. Yeah.
That's like a two for one, I feel like, with that name. You want to get, like, two cool names with one.
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
Agreed.
We were trick-or-treating, and Declan, like, went up to some lady, who, like, an older lady who was sitting outside, like, handing out candy, and he would, like, go up to her, and then she was like, "What's your name?" And he's like, "Declan." And she's just like, silence for, like, 5 seconds, and then she just gave him candy. And he's like, "Okay, happy Halloween."
She was done.
She didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't understand a word.
She probably, I think I've heard people be like, "Jacqueline?"
His name is Jacqueline.
He's clearly a boy.
That's hilarious.
Oh, but it turns out there are some names you cannot call your child.
Says who?
Earlier this year, a mother from Powys in Wales was banned from naming her baby Cyanide by the Court of Appeals. The court ruled that the unusual choice might harm the child. The mother, meanwhile, put forward an argument suggesting it was a lovely, pretty name. So here's some more of them.
I'm trying to think about the word, like, cyanide, without knowing what it is. Like, cyanide. Cyanide.
But don't most people know cyanide's a poison?
Yeah.
I mean, you're naming a child after a poison.
Yeah.
Yeah, but she liked the sound of it.
Yeah. Call it poison. Brett or Brett.
Brit.
Michaels.
Brit.
Brit.
Chow Tow.
Chow Tow?
In 2006, the Malaysian government released a list of band names, including Chow Tow, the translation of which is roughly smelly head.
I like Chow Tow.
Why would you do that?
Why would you do that to your kid?
The document tightened up naming laws after having trouble with unsuitable names, including Sor Chai, which means insane, Kiao, which means hunchback, and Akshwar, which means snake.
Why would you have a hunchback?
I know. Parents are also unable to name their babies after fruit, vegetables, animals, or colors.
Really?
Huh.
Paging Gwyneth Paltrow.
Did you say pigeon or paging?
Both.
Pigeon Gwyneth Paltrow.
No, because apple
is a fruit.
Is a fruit, and it's also the name of her daughter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
Apple.
Well, if she was in Malaysia, I guess she might be able to do that.
Whenever anybody orders a sour apple martini from Tucker's, it prints out Apple Martin. That's what it says on the ticket. Apple Martin.
That's funny.
Oh, that's funny.
I know.
That is funny.
It's so funny, and nobody cares.
Mm-hmm. We care, Jess.
Thank you.
Well, I get it. I don't know that I care. I understand what you're saying.
I can tell you care. I can see it in your eyes.
Yeah. It's glistening.
Even though Denmark has a government-issued list of about 7,000 names, one set of parents sought permission to name their child Anus.
Why?
It rolls off the tongue.
That's true. You can't argue with that.
They also vetoed Monkey and Pluto.
Why?
Because they all have to be named like Bjorgen Smorgen. Where is it? Sweden or Denmark?
Denmark, yeah. One in China, somebody wanted to name their child the at sign.
Oh my god.
Symbol. The symbol is pronounced A-ta, A-I-T-A, and the baby's parents noted its similarity to a phrase that means love him.
Okay. So why couldn't they just spell it out and name the baby A-ta?
They thought the symbol would be cooler.
Mm.
I hate everybody.
Facebook. The state of Sonora in Mexico released a list of band names following a trend of silly applications, many of which were refused for being derogatory, pejorative, discriminatory, or lacking in meaning. Christina Ramirez and the Civil Registry established Article 46 to protect children from bullying at school. Facebook is included on the list, but might not be the most ridiculous on there. Also included are Burger King, Hitler, RoboCop, and Marciana, which means alien.
Really?
Marciana?
That sounds fine.
I know, that sounds like, who would even know that?
Are you sure it doesn't mean like a female Martian?
Oh, Marciana?
Yeah. Maybe.
But even so, it's like kind of pretty.
Yeah.
You know? Like, what if you wanted to name your daughter Venus?
I knew a Venus.
See? Yeah. So like,
was she a stripper?
No. She was a wild child,
though. Not when
you
knew her? Yeah, of course. I bet she had super attentive, loving parents.
They named her
they were
Venus.
Greek. They were Greek.
Oh, okay. There is a weird allowance for names
cultural
like that.
Things, yeah. Well, it's probably Marciana. Sounds Hispanic.
Yeah.
I think it's fine. I don't get that one.
I don't either.
And then you could just call her Marcy, which is cute.
Yeah.
Lucifer was in a list of 77 banned names released by the Department of Internal Affairs in New Zealand in 2013.
See, but banning Lucifer is just letting Lucifer win. You know what I mean? Because before it was associated with the devil. It was just a name.
Yeah.
And now it's like, you know, you're giving it more power by saying no one can use it for their kid. What if they just like the name? People name their kids Damien.
I know.
All the time. Right now, someone's naming their kid Damien.
Probably.
Is it you, Jess?
No.
Okay. Also banned were Mafia No Fear.
Oh, my God.
Why? No, why would anyone want to do that?
I don't know. People get
Well,
creative.
They have no fear of the Mafia, and they want to let everyone know.
That's really
intelligent. Queen Victoria.
I like that.
And any name which implies a child holds an official title or rank.
That's
Prince
hilarious.
Michael, Prince
King
Michael
or
Jackson.
Princess. Yeah.
Prince Michael Jackson.
Master Sergeant Kelly.
Yeah. Or Black China and Tyga. Their kid's name is King Cairo.
Oh, I see.
King Cairo. Isn't she having a baby with
Rob
Kardashian?
Kardashian. She is. A daughter.
Oh, that poor girl.
Well,
these people, they need to just have their babies, like, ripped from their arms and raised somewhere.
I think, well, no, Courtney's, like, a really good mom.
Oh, is she?
She is. And Kim, I think Kim's fine. I mean, they can hire nannies to do all the heavy lifting anyway, so it's not like their kids are in danger.
Yeah, they just grow up with nannies taking care of them.
I don't think so. I think that we shouldn't rush to judgment, because I think Courtney really is a good mom. I don't know about Kim. I don't know if she is capable of, like, putting any effort into anything outside of herself. You know?
Right. Mm.
But who knows?
I don't know. I don't know. So again in New Zealand, a young girl was made a ward of court so she could change the name she hated. Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii.
Oh no.
Are you serious?
2008. Tallulah Does the Hula from Hawaii was her name.
It's awful. It is mean.
I like it.
A judge said the name embarrassed the 9-year-old and could expose her to teasing. She told people her name was Kay, just the letter, because she feared being mocked and teased, the child's lawyer told the court.
Why would anybody have to find out that that was her name? It's certainly too long to, like, ever fit on anything.
I know. You could
just go by Tallulah, which is cute.
There was a girl I went to elementary school with, and she never told anyone her middle name because it was Hawaiian.
Oh.
She was half Hawaiian. And she always got, like, very embarrassed about it.
Oh.
And then someone else I knew never told people her name. And then I found out later, and it was, like, a perfectly fine. It was, like, her grandmother's maiden name, which is, like, a cute idea. And it was
name.
A pretty name. It's not, like,
one
an
of our
ugly, gross name.
Killa Kakani.
Wow.
She was Hawaiian. They call her Nani.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's cute.
It is cute. How about Roman numeral 3?
I.
3. Yep. The California Court of Appeals said this was a symbol and therefore could not be used as a name.
Oh, so there are rules in the U.S. You just can't put a symbol.
In Italy, judges prevented a couple calling their kid Venerdì, a.k.a. Friday.
Why?
Venerdì. They reckoned the name taken from Robinson Crusoe would expose the boy to mockery. Despite
his
parents
arguing.
Yeah, but that
has like a cool literary reason.
I know.
I like that.
The parents argued they should be free to name him as they pleased. The court ordered him to be named Gregorio after his saint's day.
They ordered his name to that.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
That's awful.
That's fascism.
I don't like that.
A couple in Sweden in 1996 claimed this was... there's no way to pronounce this. It's BRFXXCCX. It's like they went to the keyboard.
Numerals?
No. No.
Those are just Roman numerals, though, aren't they?
Well,
but they just did a mess of letters. Yeah.
R, F, X, X, C, C, X, X, M, N, P, C, 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 L, 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 M, M. So I think they just like...
They like rolled their arm across the keyboard.
Yeah, something like that. And then it ended with 111116. So they claim this was pronounced Albin in protest against the Swedish government banning other names such as IKEA and Metallica.
What's wrong with IKEA? That's like a pretty name. You know? So we can't name our kids like Macy or like Penny.
Right.
You know, Kmart. Or like Sears, like Christmas tree shops. Like who are you to tell
where
me?
Where does it end?
Where does it end?
Yeah. Where do you draw the line?
Walmart.
Right.
Call them Walmart.
I'm sure there's a kid named Walmart.
Don't be immature.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. You're being ludicrous.
Elizabeth Hallen and Lass Dieting failed to register a name by their son's fifth birthday, and they were fined $450.
Why wouldn't they register a name for their kid? That's
in protest. Like, the couple submitted the 43 character.
Oh. What did they say? How it was pronounced?
Albin.
That's kind of a cute name, though.
The court rejected the name. Yeah, it is. So I can give this to you, Jess, so you don't get caught up in.
I like Albin. I think that's like a front runner right now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Good.
What do you think? Or Gregorio.
Gregorio or Friday. Sounds good. Why don't you do Gregorio?
What do I call him for
Gregorio?
Sure?
Gregorio. Yes. Don't go for the obvious Greg.
Oreo.
Oreo.
Declan will love that.
Or Rio.
Rio.
Ooh, I like Rio. Rio Kelly.
His name is Rio. And he dances.
Yeah.
No. You can't put songs Rio out anymore, otherwise it would be Rio.
It just makes me think of this, the travesty that was the Olympics this year.
Oh, and Ryan Lochte.
Oh yeah, Ryan Lochte and the diseased water.
Simone,
getting
what's her name?
Stolen from. Simone Biles.
I want to say Simone Biles, but that's obviously not her.
Oh my god, that Fab Five or whatever is out there called.
What?
The gymnasts from the Olympics this year.
Oh. Was that?
The CMAs were on last night at work, and the Fab Five like presented
an
award.
They were at the CMAs?
Yes, and they like presented an award, and they were like, our next artist deserves a gold medal.
Ew.
In our, it was like so,
Michael Phelps.
Yeah.
He put out like a country.
It's just like auto-tuned to oblivion.
Okay, now I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions.
Okay.
It's kind of like a personality test, how you answer them.
Okay.
All right. You can go any time in the past. What time are you traveling to, and what are you going to do when you get there?
I'm
going to
go back 30 seconds and kill you before you ask me that question.
Wow.
Wow.
That struck a nerve with that one, apparently.
Yes. I'm writing this down.
You're so nosy.
Jess.
You're almost as nosy as that waiter this weekend at the restaurant.
Who had prime
rib?
Yeah. I hardly think that's any of your business.
Family Guy.
Yep. Kat and I used to do that all the time.
Tell waiters that it's not their business.
Yeah. No, just quote that all the time.
Oh.
Okay, so where would you go? In the past.
Anywhere in the past.
Anywhere in the past.
I don't know, because every other time seems horrible.
Yeah, it seems awful.
I'd have to live there, or I could like go and like
do
take
something
a
and come back.
Peek, and then...
You're supposed to say that you would go back and kill Hitler or something like that.
But why?
Oh, there's no supposed to.
No, yeah, but that's remember. Like what other... Like,
no,
what
is it for
saying?
An extended period of time, or is it...
What are the, like...
There has to be parameters here.
Well, I just want to know, like, are we going back forever?
Oh, yeah. No, you're going to just go back for, like...
Just to check things out?
Yeah. And you can go back for as long as you need to accomplish
what thing. How many times could you go back? Could you go back, like, whenever you wanted
to? Just one time.
Oh. See, because I want to go see, like... Some kind of mystery, like I'd want to figure out.
Like, oh yeah, like great, you'd want to be
like what happened to Amelia Earhart. Or
I know what happened to her. It was on TMZ this week.
Oh, was it?
I swear to God, you didn't read this.
Well, no, I know that they're always there's that one group that's always researching like the islands, and they think that she went down on one.
Yeah, they said that she they found evidence that she radioed for help over 100 times. Yeah. And that she didn't die like at sea; she died on the, trying
she,
to survive.
Like, starved to death. Yeah.
On an island.
Yeah, because they found, like, they thought they found, like, pieces of her plane. They found, like, pieces of a plane.
And they found bone that is a forearm or something, and it matches her forearm.
Supposedly,
yeah.
Yeah. No, but that are, like JFK. Oak Island, just to see, like, what's going on down there.
Oak Island, North Carolina.
Oak Island? No, that's Roanoke, I think you're thinking.
No,
Oak Island, like Nova Scotia, I think.
Oak Island is in North Carolina.
Well, the Oak Island I'm talking about is in Canada.
Did they have a show about it?
Yes, and it's horrible.
What's it called? Isn't
Curse of Oak Island, I think. But I remember Grandpa talking about Oak Island, and it was, like, fascinating how, like, the whole thing is that there was... Like, a group of kids, like, 100-something years ago were playing, and they discovered this pit, and they, like, kept digging down. And, like, every time they kept reaching, like every 10 feet or something like that, there was, like, a wooden platform. And they kept, like, going down and down and down further, and then all of a sudden water started. It was, like, booby-trapped, and they supposedly found, like, stuff that said that it was booby-trapped. And so the whole show is, like, trying to dig down to get to the bottom of it, because a bunch of people have died trying to, like, figure it out, and then, like, the original things that had been found, like, over 100 years ago have since gone missing, so it's all, like, folklore and stuff, but it's these two brothers on the show that are spending, like, millions of dollars trying to, like, get to the bottom of it.
In vain.
Yeah, because it's just, they never find anything of value, and the show's been on for, like, 3 seasons, and it's the most frustrating thing, because it's, like, not cool anymore.
And those shows annoy me, because obviously...
It's so phony.
If they found anything, we'd know about it before the episode aired. Unless it's, like, live every episode.
Right, which of course
stupid.
It's not.
We're not going to watch them.
Did the kids all drown? Is that what the thing
was? No,
A bunch of people have died. I forget if the original one of them
I'm
might
confused.
Have.
I'm confused. I don't get the...
I think one
down,
or
getting
I think one
platforms
of them.
And is it like a bottomless pit or something?
Yeah, basically, but they're supposedly like gold. Like one of the I think Ooh. Prevailing theories is that like treasure was buried under there and then like booby trapped. But then of course because it's the history
treasure. Channel. Sounds so stupid.
I know.
Buried treasure.
But that like when Grandpa was talking, because there was like a Reader's Digest story that was written about it like decades ago about how they think it's buried treasure. And like one of the like guys who've been, like, living on the island forever has been one of the people digging it, and he's, like, a very old man, and he's on the show sometimes, and he's cute, but other than that, it is just, it's like, well, we know they didn't find anything yet, because it would be all over the news everywhere if they finally figured out this, like, hundreds-year-old mystery.
Yeah.
But stuff like that, I definitely
I think
want
that,
to know.
Like, the internet kind of takes like, steals the thunder of any show that's trying to do something cool and surprising.
Yeah, but that show's not even trying to do that. Because now it's always like, oh, it's the, what's that dumb secret? Not the Masons, but...
Oh, the Illuminati?
Not Illuminati. I guess it
the
is Freemasons. I think it...
Ben Franklin?
Right, yeah. But one of those, it always comes back to, like, oh, it's probably them, because there were all these, like, stupid, and it's like, no, or not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, or how about you just try to do something? I don't know. I hate
so you would
like
want to go somewhere back in time.
I'd want to go somewhere back in time and try, yeah.
But you're not sure which one.
I'm not sure which one, because it's always, there are so many that you want to know.
Yeah. So how would you do that, though, that, like, you'd go on Amelia Earhart's airplane with her?
No, because I don't want to die, but... Or, like, I mean, JFK, you could hang out on the grassy knoll and just, like, watch the book depository for
Yeah, if Oswald. You had, like, pre-knowledge.
Which right. you would if you lived with, here.
Which you would, yeah. yeah.
So you could make sure she put plenty of food on board. Or...
Yeah. I think her so thing she, yeah.
Or something, some fail-safe.
Right.
I don't know about that. That all sounds a little sketchy.
It sounds like it would be.
I wouldn't mess with the air harp.
Well, because I think her plane had to be really light, and that's why she didn't have much stuff on it.
Yeah.
Or like the Lindbergh baby. I'd be interested to see, even though I think that that immigrant that they got for it did kill him.
Hmm.
The cool. German guy.
He was a German immigrant.
Hopman.
Yeah.
Why did he do that?
I don't think his wife, well, because they found, like, he had, there was a ladder that was put up to the baby's window, and they found, like, all the, like, the same wood particles in, like, his garage or something, and he had left, like, a note, and there's, like, a lot of evidence that proves that he, because he was the one that they arrested for it, and he tried to say he didn't, but.
What did he do with the Lindbergh baby?
Killed him.
Why?
Ransom. But I don't think he killed, it. The thing I heard was that he accidentally killed him, and then just because they found, like, you can see online, like, pictures of little babies, like, oh. decomposed little body.
Why am I thinking Lindbergh balloon?
Charles Lindbergh?
Yeah. What did he do? Anything to do with, like, balloons or something? Balloons?
Flight.
Flight.
Yeah.
What did he
was a Nazi.
Cross-country flight?
Transatlantic. Was he the first transatlantic
flight? Was he in a Zeppelin?
No, he was in an airplane.
Are you thinking Hindenburg?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That's different.
That's very different. That was a major. Do you have, like, pregnancy brain here?
I'm sure she
does. Technically,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm pregnant with a brain.
Barely. Barely a brain. You're definitely pregnant.
Your brain is pregnant, too. Wow.
It's swollen. You need to go to the hospital. She thought Charles Lindbergh was a blimp. We're really concerned.
Yeah, I know. You discover a beautiful island upon which you may build your own society. You make the rules. What is the first rule you put into place?
Find Amelia Earhart.
I know where I am.
I think, wait, I didn't answer the last question. Like, I never, like,
you
really...
You just said you're going to murder your mother.
I thought you did.
Yeah.
I thought I should move on.
On the contrary, I would probably go back in time to when you were, like... 20.
Oh my gosh.
And oof. Just hang out and see what you were like. Awesome.
Go to SIS.
Yeah. Wherever.
You can take your daughter to work day.
Yeah. And actually, that would be kind of cool. We could, like, meet your... I never met your parents.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that would be fun.
That would be good. That's a good answer, Jess.
I thank you. That. So I'd go to Chicopee, Massachusetts. Yeah.
So good. 1984. If you could go anywhere back in time, I go 30 years back to Chicopee. So, can you use a good answer? That's my girl. So much driving ambition. I'm going to play it safe and say Chicopee, like, maybe 30 years ago. I don't got any weird diseases. I'm going to be 30 minutes from here.
I like that, though. I think that's funny.
It is very funny.
All right, what's your rule?
It's not funny, it's sweet.
On your own, it is sweet.
Your rule on your own island?
Yep.
Ooh. I don't know.
Imagine, Amy, you're making the rules.
I know.
For everyone
I have so
to
many.
Follow.
I know.
This would be your dream.
Ooh, it really would be.
Yep.
Mine would be something about, like...
Mine would be about, like, rude people, probably.
Yeah. Maybe mine would just
rude
be the gold. I would just reiterate. Yeah. I'd reiterate the golden rule.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that. And I would have no problem, like, kicking people out, like, drowning them if they didn't abide.
Do unto others.
Yeah.
That golden rule. Yeah, see what happens. Yeah. Do unto you.
I'd have no problem killing them if they didn't abide by it.
Huh. That could come back to bite you in the butt.
Could it? She's on an island.
Yeah. And I'm running it.
She's ruling an island.
Yeah.
I don't think anybody's going to do anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or they'll die.
All right.
Don't cross me or, and you'll die, and be nice to other people.
Yeah.
Or you'll die.
But don't do it to me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
No, be nice to me.
All right. Your house is on fire. You have just enough time to run in and grab one
ooh.
Object. Well, your loved ones and pets are fine.
Okay. Okay, yeah.
They've made it out. They're safe. So what's the one thing you're going to save from the blazing inferno?
All my important documents are in a fire-safe box, so I don't have to worry about those. I'd probably grab
Bobby's... Where are those located again? Specifically in your house?
I'd probably grab...
Not in the basement.
No, I know.
I'd grab the PlayStation, because I wouldn't want to listen to Bobby whining.
You could replace the PlayStation. You don't have, like, a picture.
I know, but all this crap that's saved on there, probably.
Then can I bring my signed Freddie Mercury magazine to your house so you can grab that, if I can only grab one thing?
Yeah.
Okay. So she would grab my signed Freddie Mercury magazine brought over to her house.
And not the PlayStation.
No.
The PlayStation. You can buy a new PlayStation.
Insurance can cover that. Right. It would have to be something you can never replace.
Yeah.
Because mine would be Blue Bear.
Aww.
I think about that every time.
You do?
Yeah, if we ever had a fire. I've told Brayden, I'm like, once the animals are out of the house, grab Blue Bear. Run back up to the second floor of our house.
Why don't you put Blue Bear in a safe
in a fire
safe
box?
Why don't you just put them in your car? Just buckle
up. I'm in the front seat and make Brayden drive. It's like driving Miss Daisy.
Why would we go?
Why Blue Bear? Why does he mean so much to you?
Why does Blue... Because he was like my buddy for my whole childhood. And I loved him. Wouldn't you bring that pony?
No.
Dead broken legs or whatever.
No, but I'm partial to my hair straightener.
That would probably be responsible for burning your house down.
Probably. Oh my gosh. Is that ironic?
Yeah, it would be.
But if that was
the
case,
a coincidence?
It wouldn't be available for...
But it'd be the one thing I wanted to bring.
That would be the irony.
Yeah.
It burned itself up.
Didn't want to be with you anymore.
All right, you only have one... kind, you can only have one kind of sandwich. Every sandwich ingredient known to humankind is at your immediate disposal. Mm-hmm. What would your ideal sandwich be?
Oh my god, there's this chicken. It's like sliced chicken at Stop and Shop. It's called...
At McDonald's.
No. It's called something, I forget what the name is of the chicken.
Chipotle chicken?
No.
Barbecue chicken?
No, but it tastes like chicken noodle soup. Like the seasonings and stuff.
Really?
And yeah. So I'd have that with sliced mozzarella and then, like, lettuce, tomato, and mayonnaise.
Nice.
That's it.
On a
bulky roll.
Bulky roll. Okay.
You must know.
Is this, you don't have to, like, eat this every day, right? It's just anytime you... Oh, you have to eat it every day.
That's all you can have. You can only have one kind of sandwich.
I'd say, even though it's horrible for you, the Monte Cristo sandwich from the Blue Bayou... In Disney, at Disneyland.
Okay.
What's that? It's like
those
ham.
It's like, like deep fried grilled ham and cheese.
Oh, goodness.
It's so good.
I know, I've had it before.
Yeah. And the restaurant's awesome, too, because it's like inside Pirates in Disneyland.
I remember
so just
that. It's like dark and watery.
Yeah, so it's like you're sitting outside in like Louisiana, like in a bayou.
Oh,
like
that's
you're
cool.
It's awesome.
Matthew McConaughey and Harry Connick Jr.
Right, and then all you drink is
playing the piano on a
wild
tree
turkey.
Stump.
That sounds good.
It's really good. But I've heard that they've since like made it way smaller and they don't serve it. They used to serve it with like fries or something, and now they serve it with like fruit, which it's like. The whole reason you're getting that sandwich is because it's so bad for you.
Yeah.
And it
yeah, you're not,
so
like,
good.
Fooling anybody.
Right, don't put grapes with your deep-fried, like, Monte Cristo.
You need something to cut through all that fat, though. That's why they're giving you grapes.
No, I know, but...
A little something.
But it's not like you get that sandwich every day.
Well, you would.
No,
you would.
I would be, but at the Blue Bayou...
Oh, that's part of the draw.
Yeah, it's so bad for you. You have to eat all the grossness.
Okay, so the angel of death has descended upon you, but it offers you a half hour to do whatever you want before you die. What are you going to do in that half hour? Go to the Blue Bayou.
Everything goes back to the Blue Bayou.
I think I would just actually spend that time. I'd make a list of like the people that I care about and just write like letters to them.
Oh, I had the exact opposite thought. Where if I'm going to die, I would kill everybody that had ever angered me, even in like, the slightest way. Yeah.
Amy, you're harboring.
Yeah, but hey, if I only have a half hour, I'm gonna like go out in a blaze of glory.
Get ready. You'd have to find everyone.
Yeah, but do I? With the angel of death, it's like I would imagine he could make that happen if I only have a half hour.
Oh, so he's gonna help you.
There's some sort of he's the angel of death. Who better to have on your side? You.
All right. That's really interesting.
Is that bad? Should I not have said that?
You're scary. Let's see. So Jess is going to write love notes
to everybody she's ever met.
No, just the people that I care about. Amy is, both of you have threatened to kill people. Kill people.
It's been a long week.
Who harmed her?
Not
that
even
can't
harm.
Be that list, that long of a list.
No, not really. I have a couple people at the top who I wouldn't mind seeing taken out at this point.
Dear. Oh my.
Not really, but just people that I just don't want to be around me anymore. They don't have to die, but they just have to like go away permanently.
All right then. Okay, so you can...
Nobody who listens to this though, so.
No. Certainly not.
No.
All right, you can relive any point of time in your life, but only for a half an hour. What half hour of your past would you like to experience again?
Probably the last time I was at the Blue Bayou. Get on Monte Cristo. Just a half hour of any point in time.
That's a tough one.
It would probably be like meeting Paul Rogers or like seeing Queen.
Mm.
Those are pretty good. I don't know, anytime that I, anything like that, but like a once in a lifetime, like meeting somebody or seeing, witnessing
somebody
something.
Famous.
Yeah.
Mine would be probably like the last time that I like got to hang out with Grandpa before he like wasn't himself, before he was like not lucid.
Yeah.
Grandpa lucid.
Yep,
that's a good one, Jeff.
Yeah. No, that is a very good one.
It's a good screen name.
I said Grandpa.
you have the ability to resurrect a dead famous person.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. How many times can you be resurrected?
No, I was just reacting.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, Lord. What late celebrity would you bring back?
Can I guess Amy's?
Go for it.
Freddie Mercury?
No.
No?
Not even close. Not even close. Amelia Earhart.
To ask her what happened.
To ask her how much she loves Monte Cristo sandwiches.
Yeah. To take her out for one.
And then she tells me she doesn't like him, I murder her.
Yeah. Okay.
Jessica, who would yours be?
Who would I resurrect?
Farrah Fawcett?
No. Actually, I'm going to say...
Bob Ross?
Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger?
Yeah, because his daughter was so young. It's like sad. He's like really handsome. His daughter doesn't have a dad, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, you're so thoughtful,
You're
Jess.
Very thoughtful. Really? She's so emotional.
I know.
Lately, she's been very emotional. Don't know what that's about.
Those are so nice. You're like,
who are you?
People.
What happened? Are you okay?
Jessica?
Do you have a headache?
No.
Have there been any weird plants growing around your house?
Now that you mention it. No, I ate all of them.
Yeah, no. No, we actually chopped down like all of the...
Yeah, you did.
Stuff, yep.
Okay, how about this? Do you want to do it a few more?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying this. I don't know how fun this is to listen to.
Well, people can think of
their own
answers.
That's oh, yeah.
I was hoping
Send
for.
In your answers.
Send in your answers America. To whocarespodcast@gmail.com, I think. Even though I never check
you
that.
Think. Then they shouldn't do that.
I know.
They should just text you.
Not everyone has my phone number.
Oh.
Just a lot of people.
We'll be sure to give it out.
Write it on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. Write it on our Facebook.
People don't utilize it.
Like our Facebook and write on our wall.
Yeah, like our Facebook, because that's become a little stagnant. We need to do another, like, blitz.
We, Amy? You.
Well, I do everything.
You're our social media director.
That's right. You're the one.
Well, then.
All right. So, one night you wake up because you heard a noise. You turn on the light to find you're surrounded by mummies.
Oh, my God.
The mummies aren't doing anything. They're just standing around your bed. What do you do?
Kill myself.
Oh, my God.
As soon as possible. That's terrifying. They're not doing anything?
No, they're just standing around.
It sounds like that Black Mirror with Wyatt Russell.
Yeah, that was creepy.
I mean, if they're not doing anything, I'd get out of the house.
Get
out. Or jump into my car and then fill my car up with gasoline immediately and then just drive forever after I've loaded my dog and...
Blue Bear.
I signed Freddie Mercury magazine.
You'd never come back to the house.
Yeah. Poor Brayden would just be home. Sleeping still. No, I don't know. That seems horrible.
I don't know. I'm not, like, scared of mummies.
If they've circled you.
I think I would just, unwrap them all.
Yeah. And then give them a hug and a kiss.
I wouldn't want to, like, unwrap a mummy, because they're, like, rotting under there.
Or they've already rotted.
Oh.
Or fetid. I would, Or, like, grab, like, a baseball bat or something and just, like, break them apart. I'd have to get stuff in order. I couldn't just, like,
I think
flee.
That you have to get your affairs in order. I think that I would honestly... I'd just go back to bed at this point. I'm so tired.
Yeah. Can you come back, like, another day? Can you call next time before you show up? I'm sleeping.
Yeah, maybe you should call the museum and see if they're missing any mummies.
Hey, is Ben Stiller there? I hear he has some expertise in dealing with come-to-life museum exhibits.
You don't think that... I think the museum would have tracked them to your house.
You know?
Yeah.
Have you seen any of the Night at the Museums? Because those exhibits go everywhere.
No, I haven't. Seen them. Maybe I should.
They're pretty great.
I haven't either.
They are actually fun. I'm not being completely
okay.
Facetious. They're not bad for, like, little kid. They're, like, on a Jumanji level. Not as good as Jumanji, but it's that same, like, oh, this is watchable for a kid movie.
I like Jumanji a lot.
I love Jumanji. I still watch it.
All right, you in the jungle, night. You must wait until the dice read 5 or 8.
Mm-hmm.
Is it 5 or 8?
I think so. But the math on that is wrong, too. Like, in the game, like, in the movie, when they're playing.
Why?
Because whatever, it's, like, the continuity of, like, however many spaces he actually has left, or whatever left to, like, how they make it, like, later on in the movie.
Yeah.
Is not right. Like, they were keeping track of, like, the spaces that they were playing.
That's stupid. That was probably too hard to do.
Yeah.
Sarah Whittle.
Sarah Whittle.
We played a game 26 years ago.
You want to watch Jumanji?
Yeah.
I know, right?
The rest of the podcast is just like audio from Jumanji.
I'd be fine with it if I were listening.
Alright, you accidentally eat radioactive vegetables.
Yeah.
And they endow you with the superpower of your choice. What's it going to be?
You know, honestly, I think I'd like to be invisible.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You never saw that X-Files, huh?
No.
With Will Sasso and... Who's the other one? Oh, one of the... he's like another character actor. But they get a genie. And the other guy, who's Will Sasso's, like, brother, wishes for invisibility. And then he immediately gets hit by, like, a tractor trailer and dies because he just walks in front of it because he forgets that it can't see him. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, but I don't think you would, like, lose your survival instincts just because you're invisible. Like, why would you walk in front of a tractor trailer?
Because he thought it could see him.
Yeah, but why would he just be like, oh, you can see me, so I'm just going to stand here.
Well, I think he was, like, trying, I forget exactly.
Oh, like he was trying to talk to the guy or something?
He was trying to, like, get across the street and forgot that the guy, like, couldn't see him because he was invisible. And then the way his body was discovered, because he stayed invisible, was it, like, so he got hit by the car and he, like, fell off to the side of the road. And then you just see, like, flies, like, everywhere, just, over, like, nothing. And then a kid's, like, riding his bike and the bike, like, goes right over the body. Because it's invisible still.
Yeah.
So, like, the kid obviously didn't see it, but there's, like, the imprint of a body. And then when Scully's doing his autopsy, she has to, like, put this powder all over him, and that's how you, like, see who he actually is. Because he has, like, stuff on him. It's a really fun episode.
I would still be I'd choose invisibility, but I would just learn from his mistakes, I guess.
All right. That's a good one.
What about you?
I don't know. I feel like there's a downside to every, like, superpower. If those types of stories have taught me anything, it's that it'll always kill you, whatever it is.
Yeah, that's true.
Even, like, living forever or something that seems, like, good, it's like, those people are always, like, praying for death 100 years after they should have died.
Yeah, that would get old.
Yeah.
Or not.
Well, because then, like, everyone you care about dies.
Yeah, like, the whole family.
And,
it's, like,
yeah.
long
Well,
gone.
You can meet new people. I mean, if you don't live forever.
But is it the same?
But still.
And then meeting new people is just meeting. It's like why I don't get a dog.
Yeah.
But it applies to everybody.
Right.
Yeah.
That's true. Everyone you know.
Yeah. Is just a dog. Yeah, by
yeah.
far.
Yeah.
Ugh.
So how would you, like, love them?
I feel like you wouldn't eventually.
I know. I suppose so. That's why, like, you have to be a vampire.
Yeah. It's like one of our great aunts is at the age now where, like, all of her friends are dying.
Yeah.
Because every time another one of our regular aunts talks to her, she's like, oh, I'm going to so-and-so's funeral.
Oh,
it's like, oh.
I think I would like to have, like, what they could do on The Matrix.
Oh, like the bending and the freezing time type thing?
More like... Because
that's actually not
they
bad.
They could download whatever...
Yeah, but they're in the
you
Matrix.
You could do into... Like when... What's-her-face wanted to fly helicopter.
Yeah, and she, like... For, like, an Apache whatever, she, like,
yeah.
downloads... And then... Well, and then,
Wouldn't
like...
that be awesome?
Neo learning, like, specific types of martial arts. And
exactly.
So that as a superpower, that would be cool. To just, like, instantly know how to
right.
do... Yeah.
Whatever you want to know.
Yeah, that is cool.
Thank you.
What was her name again?
Trinity.
Yeah. Trinity, that's right.
Matrix superpowers.
I like that. I like the freezing time
Are you glowing
thing.
On to...
Well,
freezing time would be fun.
Yeah. As long as there were no weird repercussions.
Well, as you say, there are always.
I know, they're always. It's like, oh, every time you freeze time, like, part of your brain dies. Like, you know, like, you get a weird little
yeah.
nosebleed. Like, it's always something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
You know?
Stephen King kind of thing.
Yeah.
All right, one more of these. You have been given the opportunity to create a half hour TV show of your own design. What's it called and what's the premise?
Mm. Is it like a recurring show or is it just like one episode?
It's a recurring show. So
mm-hmm.
you have to come up with the theme.
Man, oh man. Mine would be about like unsolved mysteries. I don't know what I would name it though.
Unsolved Mysteries is probably too obvious and has maybe been used
been taken.
Before.
Yeah, I'd want like a Robert Stack type. You know, an actor like Robert Stack. I want him to host it, maybe.
Huh. Mine would be called Digging to China, and it would just be a live half hour of me digging.
To China?
Yeah.
Or just digging?
Just digging. Just digging.
There would probably be something, like, oddly satisfying about watching someone just do something repetitive like that.
Yeah.
I feel
would
like there's probably
talking,
a lot of YouTube
or...
videos like that.
No.
Just digging
just
to China.
Digging.
Like that guy
exactly
that we heard about last time, that guy who just has been digging for, what,
yes.
like 30 years and no one knows
yes.
where his little tunnel goes?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that would be...
Did that motivate you? Did that
She's
stimulate
been about
some,
it.
I know, for the last week?
Andrew of a 4-year-old is even thinking that he wants to dig to China.
Yeah, I mean, I think he would be... he could be like a recurring guest star.
Yeah.
I think he should be.
He probably like, he could just throw like terrible books down to you.
Yeah.
I know. You're burying all the terrible books he brings home.
Yeah, from the library. Oh, poor Declan.
That's so funny.
He's so unusual.
A day in the life of a doctor. That was a funny one.
Oh, that's funny. I have quick ones, or do you want to do stories?
I don't care.
All right, let's do a couple stories.
Okay.
I can save some of these for next time.
Yeah, they're fun.
Good.
Yeah, he's really good with things like that, like hypothetical type things with Adam Bine.
Is he?
Oh my god, he's always like...
We have to have him on.
Yeah.
I know.
And Danny Archer's home now. We could have him on.
Danny. Yeah, let's do it.
Alright,
this is Halloween themed since it's just now passed. A Florida home's doorbell camera captured the moment a would-be Halloween decoration thief was scared off by the Bride of Dracula. Sherry Pelt of Titusville posted a video showing a man apparently trying to steal the human-sized Bride of Dracula decoration near her front door Sunday night without realizing the mannequin lights up and talks when someone touches its bouquet of faux flowers.
Good. Only had like a gun in there.
That's just, like, embarrassing.
Away. What a piece of crap. Did you see there was one in Holyoke where a woman had like a surveillance video and a kid like super brazen like walked up and like unhooked a gigantic thing from her porch and then like ran off with it.
What a jerk. His truck.
It's like how horrible do you have to be as a person? Like it's not your stuff.
That's
I'd be so,
so
mad if anybody ever stole anything off our porch. I'd be like livid.
I thought it was pretty funny that he got scared, Pelt said. I don't even know if his underwear was clean when he got home. I mean, he took off like a bat. I think he didn't think she would make any noise, Pelt said. The homeowner said she was shocked that someone would try to steal such an item on the night before Halloween. Nothing is sacred anymore, Pelt said. Like, nobody's property, no matter what. See,
it's true.
That's what she was just saying.
It's true. We had a kid, a lot, not really the same thing, but, like, there was some random car parked in front of our house the other night. Like, no one that lives in our neighborhood, they must have been, like, sleeping at someone's house. But the kid, the next day, Brandon and I were, like, out drinking coffee on our porch, and the kid, who's, like, a young, like, maybe 20 or something, goes to his car, opens up the trunk. It's, like, a nice BMW or Mercedes, like, SUV for some reason. Pulls out, like, a piece of string and used it for something and then just threw it on the street in front of our house, like, while we're sitting there on the porch and then, like, got in his car and drove away. And it's, like, it wasn't, like, a little piece of string. It was, like, a long, like, twine thing. But I'm, like, why wouldn't you just put that? Why are you doing that in front of our house and you see us on our porch and you're just going to, like, throw garbage in the street? It just made me so... I'm, like, who does stuff like that? Like, first of all, even with nobody around... But then, like, in front of the two people whose house you've parked in front of inconveniently.
That's so rude.
It's just ridiculous. They have, like, no
I wish
respect.
You said something.
I wanted to, but I was, like, in such shock, and it was, like, early in the morning.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I really don't want to start a fight with some dumb 21-year-old, like, piece of crap kid.
I know.
Who's just trashing a residential street from me. Anyway.
So in Washington, a brave duck rushed to the rescue of a chicken after a hawk attacked the helpless fowl as it rested in a backyard.
Aww.
Video shows the brave duck named Felix waddling
a
over
duck.
With its wings outstretched as the hawk swooped down toward the chicken.
Wow.
Felix the duck then flew a short distance, lunging toward the hawk and thrusting its beak forward until the hawk eventually flew away.
Wow.
I know. Once it was freed from its attacker, the chicken quickly scurried into the nearby coop for safety and was okay after the
typical.
Incident.
Real chicken. Chicken-ass chicken.
The owner said Felix and the chicken have lived together for 3 years and usually have a more coarse relationship.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yo, that's mad heroic.
Not when somebody is coming after your bro, right? I mean, it's one thing.
Yeah.
He said, yeah, that's what he said. They quoted, actually, Felix saying...
That's my bro, yeah?
Nobody messes with that chicken but me.
That's right.
That's what it seems like one of those things where, like, you can pick on your family, but if anyone else does, then You kill them. Chickens are like a friend of mine has chickens, and they've had to take, like, they put like chicken, or they put like wire over the roof of it so hawks couldn't get in, but then like raccoons would crawl under it, so they'd have to like every time there are like foxes, like it's, they're just constantly, because they're the world's worst prey, because at night they just like, well, yeah. But they're like through evolution, like at night they just sit, like they bundle up, and then if they hear something, they don't move. So they just stay perfectly still while like things come and just snatch them, because they think that if they just don't move that they're fine.
Alright, well, you've just set up my next one. Frankfort Township, Illinois. An Illinois man suspicious of a seemingly dead opossum left the animal alone with a video camera to catch it living up to its name. The Frankfort Township man said his German Shepherd had previously caught an apparently dead opossum that later disappeared when left unattended. So he decided to film when the dog Petra caught another opossum near the back door. The video shows the seemingly dead animal spring back to life and scurry away, proving it was indeed playing possum. The man expressed admiration for the opossum. This defense mechanism has to be the bravest of all defense mechanisms, he wrote, to trust your autonomic nervous system enough to seem completely lifeless in order to save your life.
Yeah.
See, it works for the opossum. It does not for the chicken.
Not for chickens, because they're too delicious.
Why is it
fried up?
Yeah.
Why would that work for opossums and not chickens?
Probably different prey. I don't know.
Well, the chicken's not actually playing dead. It's just playing statue.
Yeah, exactly. It's just not moving.
Mm. Yeah. Ugh. I thought it was interesting. The guy was like, wait a minute.
Well, and
this is an opossum.
Yeah.
Not acting like dead. it's
So he had to get video like of it.
His like, apparent like shock.
Maybe, yeah, that it
that it's like doing what it does.
Exactly.
Too, it's like it's doing the thing that we always says it does. How amazing! I must capture this.
All right, here's one that's not going to be a surprise. A rapper whose songs include "Sell Drugs" has been charged with selling drugs in Pennsylvania.
You know what?
Yep.
No way.
29-year-old Michael Persaud performs under the name Montana Mills, of course, with a Z.
What a terrible name.
I know. The Lebanon Montana. County DA says Persaud and a female accomplice sold heroin to an undercover police officer during a month-long investigation. The district attorney says they sold 70 bags of heroin to an undercover officer in Lebanon and were arrested October 28th.
Wow.
Police raided the couple's hotel room and found more than 2 ounces of heroin worth $11,500. Online court records don't list an attorney. Investigators say his online mixtape also includes songs called Gunplay and Armed and Ready. He probably has weapons, too, don't you think?
Yeah, they're probably not registered.
Imagine.
What? Yeah. Imagine not. All right. Bob Dylan, Nobel laureate. Missing.
Wait, he is?
Yeah. That, at least, is what the academy that honored him with the most prestigious literature prize on the planet last week told Sweden's state-run radio on Monday. The academy's permanent secretary, Sarah Danius, said she had emailed and called Dylan's closest collaborator to ensure he gets his hefty award of $927,740. I know, they get almost $1 million.
Oh, my God. He needs it.
So far, she said, she's received very friendly replies, according to The Guardian, but Dylan is still nowhere to be found, which leaves the Academy in the odd position of giving up on tracking down their laureate. For now, that is certainly enough, Danius said, adding, I am not at all worried. I think he will show up.
Or he won't, because he's Bob Dylan. He's like
100 years old. I agree. Who cares if he shows up?
He just wants to be on his own like a Rolling Stone. Leave him alone.
Yeah.
Get an extra rhyme in there, too.
Wow. Do we have a new laureate on their hands? I think I just won it.
I think you should send the haikus. Exactly. Do you have a haiku or a joke for us?
No. These aren't things you can ask for. These are just things that come. You know, like.
I understand.
Yeah.
I just wondered. All right. Well, that was fun. Maybe next week we'll do more of those get to know Amy and Jess type questions.
Yeah, but everyone's clamoring for
those. Well, they will be.
Yeah.
Oh, they will be. All right, well, that was fun.
It was.
I'll see you around probably.
Okay.
Okay, I love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.